Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump celebrated multiple Super Tuesday wins at Mar-a-Lago.
Former President Trump hoping his nearly clean sweep Super Tuesday wins convinced Nikki Haley to end her campaign and get the party behind him.
We want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly.
But exit polling shows that more than 40% of Haley voters say they will never choose Donald Trump. Voters President Biden hopes to win over in November.
ABC's Andy Field. Trump's wins may not translate into November success.
Virginia and North Carolina were some of the big Super Tuesday wins for former President Donald Trump, but he could find difficulties in the general election. 62% of Nikki Haley's voters in North Carolina, combined with 76% in Virginia, told exit polls they will not automatically vote for the Republican nominee in November.
ABC's Brian Clark. This is ABC News. Investigators in Nashville say two adults and three children were killed when their single-engine airplane crashed onto a shoulder along the I-40.
It's always very difficult, of course, doing an investigation when the children are involved, but we're gonna find out what happened.
Aaron McCarter of the National Transportation Safety Board says it's going to be difficult, but they will find out what happened eventually. The pilot had radio to Mayday before the crash. Baseball's Oakland Athletics unveiled what they want their new stadium in Las Vegas to look like.
Think of the Sydney Opera House, those layers of white along the roof. The new A's stadium design kind of looks like an updated version of that. The A's say the layers are inspired by baseball pennants. The stadium featuring a giant glass window facing the Las Vegas Strip and the biggest scoreboard in Major League Baseball, 18,000 feet, just a stadium screen.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College system is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an impressive come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee, 113-106 over the Clippers. Doc Rivers on his plan to prevent Damian Lillard from being trapped while trying to shoot.
Yeah, it was awesome. We worked on it this morning and yesterday, so 2 days in a row working on Dame getting trapped, Giannis getting trapped, running jumps, and it paid dividends today. That's what the guys were saying, man, because we worked on it the entire practice, and that's what we got, and you can see how calm guys guys were.
The Bucks head west on a four-game road trip. College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked 6th just a month ago. NFL, after two seasons, the Denver Broncos have released quarterback Russell Wilson.
We were on this journey, and so we beat Green Bay, Kansas City, we beat them, and I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games.
That's quarterback Russell Wilson with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear sky, mid-20s, and light east winds. Clouds will gather Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. By Thursday, we'll see a slight chance of some rain and snow in the morning, then skies turning partly sunny. Afternoon high will reach the lower 50s. Currently 29 degrees.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. The RNC is the new Trump grift, writes Jay Quo at statusquo.substack.com. K-U-O, status K-U-O. His last name is spelled K-U-O. Does this sound familiar? Jay writes, Trump puts family members and trusted cronies in charge of an organization, then uses it to grift millions of dollars from any suckers they can swindle. That could describe Trump Charities, Trump University, Trump Super PAC, even the Trump Organization itself. But now he's set his sights on a new target, the Republican National Committee. And sure enough, this is what's going on. Romney McDaniel, first Donald Trump made her drop the Romney from her name because he didn't like Mitt. This is kind of a variation on when he made the military, he made the Navy move the USS John McCain out of a shot so that it couldn't be in the shot when Trump was in the shot because he hates John McCain. I mean, that's how sick and twisted this guy is, right? So anyhow, he makes Ronna Romney McDaniel remove her middle name. She's Mitt Romney's niece, FYI. But now he's forcing her to step down. And it looks like he's going to be putting his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, and his, one of his right-wing buddies in to replace her as the head of the RNC. Now, the RNC is having a little bit of a problem right now. McDaniel oversaw, this is from Jay's newsletter, McDaniel oversaw one of the worst fundraising years for the RNC on record, raising only $87 million. The DNC raised $30 million more than that. And now he wants Chris LaCivita as CFO and Lara Trump as co-chair. And then he wants to take that money from the RNC and use it to pay his legal bills. In fact, it was Ronna Romney McDaniel saying we are not any longer going to pay Trump's legal bills that prompted him to want to take over the RNC. I think this is good news. Trump needs to come up with $83 million by the end of this week to post bond for his appeal in the raped E. Jean Carroll case. If he can't post that bond for that appeal, then shortly thereafter, he's going to have to come up with the money to pay the fine. And then, you know, and then there's the $450 million from his conviction for civil fraud in New York State. And, he went to the court last week, I believe it was last Thursday or Friday, and said, hey, would you take $100 million? Sort of like, you know, Wimpy, if you remember the old Popeye, you know. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. So anyhow, the court said no, not a chance. So Trump's got to come up with $500 million, basically, in the next, I don't know, few months, certainly within the next year. or he's going to be toast. He's going to have to sell off a bunch of buildings, and even at that, he may not have enough money. His buildings are not, they're not new. They're not spiffy. They have a terrible reputation. Some of his properties are, you know, infested with insects and just, you know, generally regarded by most people as, really? I'm not sure he's going to be able to raise this money. I mean, we may well see Trump declaring bankruptcy again, and maybe one of you lawyers who are listening can inform me. Is it possible that Trump can wiggle out of these judgments by declaring bankruptcy? I believe not, but I may be wrong. I just don't know how that works. I'm not an attorney, and I'm not familiar with bankruptcy law, or at least all that familiar with it. I'm mildly familiar with it, but I know the difference between 7 and 11 and 13 and all that stuff. But anyhow, part of the Republican Party's leadership are in a panic right now, as Jay Quo points out. Henry Barber, I believe that's Haley Barber's son, is a member of the RNC committee from Mississippi. And he proposed a resolution that would prevent Republican Party funds from being used to pay any candidate's legal fees. Obviously, he's talking about Donald Trump. The resolution, Jay points out, is rather naive because it's non-binding. So, yeah, Mr. Barber pops his head up and says, let's not give this money to Trump in a way that's just going to piss off Trump, but isn't going to stop him. It's a non-binding resolution. Trump can simply ignore it. Barber, he notes, is under few illusions about its chances for success. He said, this is not going to pass. I understand that. It's about making a point. I'm not sure I'd want to be a Republican making a point like that right now. But, you know, that's what's going on. So the other story I wanted to share with you is a piece that I published on Sunday over at wisdomschool.org. And it's titled, Why Anchoring Positive States is Useful. Anchors are one of the most important concepts that are taught in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and it explains how we're constantly being influenced by our environment and circumstances and things like that. I tell a story of how back in the early 1970s, when I started one of my first businesses, I bought this leather office chair, executive chair, at an auction, and I hauled it around from business to business because whenever I sat in that chair, I felt like confident and like, I can take on the world. This is in a real executive's chair, right? It became what's called an anchor. I remember when I was a kid and I used to visit my grandmother's house during the summers up in Newego, and she had an antique store, and in the back of it, my grandfather, they were Norwegian immigrants. He was a cabinet maker, a craftsman. And I remember the smells, you know, and to this day, if I walk into a Salvation Army or a bookstore and I smell those books and I smell that wax and all the, you know, all that stuff, I'm 8 years old again and happy, you know, just remembering really pleasant summers in Newego. These are called anchors. They were first discovered by Pavlov, who, you know, would ring a bell and then feed dogs and then ring the bell and feed the dogs and ring the bell and feed the dogs. And eventually he could just ring the bell and immediately the dogs would start salivating, which when you think about it is amazing because, I mean, that ringing that bell was causing millions of chemical reactions in the body of the dogs, various hormones, digestive juices, all this stuff, in response to a sound, which should not trigger those things. So this is how powerful anchors can be. They can be negative or positive. And the strength of the anchor, it depends on how intense the impression of it is. I tell the story of I was on a commercial airplane, and we got hit by lightning and fell out of the sky. We were taking off from either New York or Chicago, and we were at maybe 5,000 or 6,000 feet, and the plane just, you know, the engines shut down, and the plane just went black, and people just, you know, gasped. The woman across the aisle reached across and grabbed my arm, and we just fallen out of the sky, and I was convinced we were going to die. And the pilot got the engines going again before we hit the ground, and everything was fine. It was an old 737, or 727. This was like 30 years ago. But for several years, or for about a year thereafter, I had a real hard time getting on an airplane, and I was doing a lot of traveling. So I tried, because of that anchor, I mean, that's how powerful it was. So I eventually replaced that anchor by taking books that I really loved reading on airplanes and reading those books. I could just bury myself in them. Books have always been a very positive anchor for me ever since I was a kid. And drinking a glass of wine while I was on the plane, which is also a positive anchor for me. so you can replace them. But the key to all this is understanding that you have these anchors. And you can put anchors in other people. For example, the example that we used to do when we taught workshops on this, Louise and I taught workshops on this, like at Omega Institute, sit knee to knee across from somebody, you know, two chairs facing each other, put your hand on the other person's knee and have them close their eyes and have them remember a time that when they were really, 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 really happy. And then when they hit the peak of their smile, squeeze their knee. And then repeat that three or four times. It's called stacking anchors. It embeds it deeper and deeper, you know, just like Pavlov repeatedly ringing the bell. And then just say to them, after you've done it three or four times, say to them, just relax and don't think of anything. And then just squeeze their knee. And suddenly they'll smile. It brings it back. When I published this piece, and this is also the old motherly advice to newlyweds, never go to bed angry, because you don't want your bed to be an anchor, your marital bed to be an anchor for anger. You want it to be an anchor for sleep and for lust, frankly, you know, hugging and you know, making love and things like that. So instead, if you're going to have a fight with your spouse, don't do it in bed, and don't do it in any place where, you know, don't do it in the dining room or the living room or the kitchen. Do it in the basement. Do it in a hallway that you only use for that. Have your fights there so that you're anchoring those spaces so that those negative anchors don't invade the positive spaces in your life. I published this piece and I think I told you one of my best friends died, actually my best friend. I call him every Friday. I have for years and years and years, Jerry Schneiderman. He died a couple weeks ago of COVID. And I was just going through a really rough time with it. And somebody responded in the notes, you know, in the comments, saying, oh yeah, I do this when I get down. I listen to music from the 60s and 70s and 80s when I, you know, and it brings me back to a positive place. And I thought, holy cow, I can do that. And so I put Pandora on my computer and I started listening to music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, you know, the top hits. And it just broke me out of my funk, out of my feeling sad about the loss of my best friend. This is powerful, powerful stuff. And if you want to do a deep dive into it, you can find it over at wisdomschool.com. It's the top story, and it's titled Why Anchoring Positive States is Useful. But these anchors, I mean, Donald Trump has become an anchor for many of us. We see Donald Trump, and we immediately feel outraged or upset or whatever. In fact, that's the key to any advertising is to use repetition and emotion to anchor what you want. You know, you want a person to buy this product. You want them to think positively of the product. So, you know, you have people singing, you know, hey, you know, you're going to love this drug or you're going to love this, you know, or whatever. You create these anchors. Anchors are really, really potent, powerful stuff. So, anyhow, you can check it out over at wisdomschool.org. I encourage you to read the article. This is the kind of stuff you can use in your daily life, as well as in business and in politics and other things. And, of course, you know, in the context of ADHD as well, you can use anchors. So, that said, let's pick up your calls on the other side of this break. I'll be right back with you. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with your calls.
Broadcasting from the city of lakes.
Well, not really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK's radio station. Amory's radio station.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who love five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and use my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code to save 35% is TOM, T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM. 23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Earl in Chicago. Hey, Earl. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Great show today.
Thank you.
I want to talk about two things real quick. One thing, just to touch on, you were talking about the IVF stuff again earlier. And if it wasn't for IVF, our three-year-old daughter wouldn't be here today. Went through, it was our last try, last shot, and we were about to give it up. And we call her a rainbow baby. So if it wasn't for IVF, our daughter wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So I hope Republicans stop the silly attack on it. And
so,
you know,
Earl,
I just see they,
did you
giving a gift to...
I'm sorry. I'll let you finish your thought here, and I'll ask my question. Go ahead.
I just wish, you know, they'd keep giving the Democrats gifts, and this seems to be another gift that they're giving them come election time. But in the same, you know, breath, they're hurting people who are trying to have, you know, kids and have families, and it's just not right. It's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I'm assuming that you have leftover eggs from your IVF treatment.
We do. I believe we have four eggs. They're in a red state on top of that.
Oh, my.
So our decision is that we would like to donate them for medical research so that other people could, you know, benefit
sure.
down the road and, you know, who are having trouble having children. But
yeah.
Both myself and my wife, we are completely, you know, against what's going on out there with the whole
Yeah.
You know,
have you thought about taking
the
a tax deduction?
What was that?
Have you thought about claiming four dependents on your taxes?
Yeah, we should think about that. But yeah, no, I mean that's you know, IVF. If it wasn't for that, our daughter wouldn't be here today, and she's our entire life right now. So,
yeah.
But that's I did want to mention just one other thing. The original reason why I called was I'm just with Donald Trump. I wish like. When you talk about the people that support him and why people support him, to me, it's one reason and one reason only. It's because people finally, the people that support him as dyed-in-the-wool supporters, they get to say stuff that they normally would have to keep quiet about. Like their racism and the bigotry gets to be put out there on display.
Yep.
And they have a spokesperson and a spokesmodel for that in Donald
Trump.
And they believe that they can, you know, say whatever they want, whatever they feel. And, you know, this whole war against gays and lesbians and inclusion in schools and, you know, stuff like that. It's they're just showing their hatred and their intolerance. And you know, I'm tired of people just dancing around that. Just say it like it is. They want to, you know, he's a racist. He stands up for those beliefs, and that's his dyed-in-the-wool supporters. That's
well said, Earl. I completely agree. He gives license to bigots to be bigots. And that's why we've seen this explosion of bigots. Suddenly, you got Nazis marching in the streets of Nashville. Amen. Earl, thank you. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Connecting from the with Mississippi you on to air, the Apple online, points on Civic Media listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLA's radio station.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump celebrated multiple Super Tuesday wins at Mar-a-Lago.
Former President Trump hoping his nearly clean sweep Super Tuesday wins convinced Nikki Haley to end her campaign and get the party behind him.
We want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly.
But exit polling shows that more than 40% of Haley voters say they will never choose Donald Trump. Voters President Biden hopes to win over in November.
ABC's Andy Field. Trump's wins may not translate into November success.
Virginia and North Carolina were some of the big Super Tuesday wins for former President Donald Trump, but he could find difficulties in the general election. 62% of Nikki Haley's voters in North Carolina, combined with 76% in Virginia, told exit polls they will not automatically vote for the Republican nominee in November.
ABC's Brian Clark. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. Justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in the door, including passports that let them check out and return books in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaise Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear sky, mid-20s, and light east winds. Clouds will gather Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. By Thursday, we'll see a slight chance of some rain and snow in the morning, then skies turning partly sunny. Afternoon high will reach the lower 50s. Right now, it's 28.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics
the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. They're so convenient. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yesterday, you had a caller that asked what members of Congress were veterans. And as a Desert Storm veteran myself, and I'm going to tax Sue Nethercutt greatly on this one. 20 years ago, there used to be a website called AWOLBush.org or com. Mm-hmm. And under that, they had a page titled Who Served? And it listed everybody from Bush on down, Democrats, Republicans, whoever. Mm-hmm. And they had some really great research on all of these politicians who had served. And being in South Carolina for the past 25 years, I hit on Lindsey Graham. And they had a caveat on that. Lindsey Graham, when he first ran for the House of Representatives in 1991 to replace, I believe, Strom Thurmond, mm-hmm. he claimed to be a Desert Storm veteran.
And he wasn't?
He was a JAG off, and I do mean that, JAG off.
Which means he was a lawyer in the military. He was a JAG officer. He was, and I get the slur, but he was basically a military lawyer. And but if he showed up at Desert Storm, doesn't that make him a veteran of that?
No, He was a JAG off at an Air Force base. He was an Air Force Reserve officer. And he processed the wills for airmen who were being deployed to Saudi Arabia. Huh. He never left the state of South Carolina.
So he made a phony claim. I'm guessing he's walked that back or he's no longer making it. Do you know if there's a list of all the members of Congress who are or are not veterans?
No, but right now I'm looking at the IAVA, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America website, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to make a contribution to them so that they, as a lobbyist organization, could compile that.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a good thing.
It would be.
Because, you know, and speaking of JAGOFs, do you remember You Lie, Joe Wilson, who yelled mm-hmm. at Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Also a retired U.S. Air Force Reserve jag off.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, it's going to be interesting to see Thursday night when Biden does the State of the Union address if the Republicans have plans to disrupt it. I am suspecting that they will. By the way, Kyrsten Sinema just announced that she's not running for re-election. Fascinating
that's
stuff.
Good news.
Yeah, it is. Michael, if you can track down the veterans, you know, call me back and let me know. I appreciate that. And that was quite a story about Lindsey Graham. Thank you so much for calling in today. Denise in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Hartman. I just wanted to just be contrary.
Feel free.
But the last couple of decisions that the Supreme Court has made, I just figured take the Constitution, put it in a plastic binder, and take it down to the basement of the Library of the Congress because it's not being used.
Oh yes, there you go.
Yeah. And the second comment was AI.
Mm-hmm.
AI could probably take over the Supreme Court. I mean, just give them the facts, and they'll, you know, they'll make a decision.
I think your local high school civics class could take over the Supreme Court.
But AI probably might be, I don't know, they might have something there.
It would do better. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Denise?
Another comment, sir, and I'll let you go.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Denise. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, I appreciate the call.
Thank you. And one more thing.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask you, I know you have a listener. I think his name is Joe from New York. And he calls in at least twice a week.
Well, people call in once a week, but he calls in regularly. Yeah.
Just once a week. Yeah. I just wanted maybe his opinion about the immigrants in New York. What do they really feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear so many stories. Well, there's a lot of propaganda going on.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the blacks against the immigrants and they're taking funds from them. But I just really want to know the ground level, what's really going on.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, if he hears it, maybe he'll make a comment next week or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good question. John Stewart last night on Comedy Central went after Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, for complaining essentially about this. It's worth watching the Comedy Central clip from last night when he went off on it. But it is a tough situation. I mean, basically Greg Abbott is just creating chaos in some of the nation's big cities, and he's doing it very intentionally. I mean, he's delighting it.
I don't know
how the average New Yorker thinks, and I used to have a connection there. My best friend Jerry lived in New York his whole entire life, but he died a few weeks ago, and so I don't have anybody I can call and ask. But maybe some New Yorkers will call in and let us know what they think. Okay.
Okay. Okay. One more thing, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
But I mean, would it be so bad if Biden did build a wall?
I don't think so. I think we've reached the point where he's going to have to seal the border, because every time you get a Democrat in the White House, the Republicans start yelling and screaming that the border's wide open, and that causes a flood of people to come up from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as the Republicans are playing these games, I mean, you know, just as self-defense, you know, we've got to seal the border up at least to some reasonable extent. We really need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, and we need to, you know, rebuild and reboot the system. So. Denise, thank you for the call. I've got to move along.
No, thank you, sir.
Yeah,
okay,
my pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you. Tom in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
The Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity that they've kicked down the road.
Yeah.
Okay, if I remember correctly, with Bush v. Gore, didn't they decide that in favor of Bush and say that this is the only time they're going to do that?
Yeah, they did it, and they did it in 4 days.
Only time this applies. Okay, what's to stop them from giving Trump immunity and saying this will only apply to Donald Trump this one time and to no one else?
Nothing. There's nothing to stop them.
Yeah.
And they said, by the way, that Bush v. Gore should never be cited as a precedent in that decision. And it's already been, it has now been cited several times as precedent. So, you know,
I know.
So much for the grand scheme. But yeah, they were bound and determined to put George Bush in the White House. And even though he lost the election in Florida, now Gore should have been our president. Tom, thank you. Greg in Minneapolis. Hey, Greg, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great show. Hey, so on the IVF decision by the Supreme Court in Alabama, there's a rule in Alabama or a standard that for child care from 0 to 18 months, you have to have one attendant for every 5 infants. So technically, these trees are full of people, full of, you know, babies
children.
That, you know, live babies, yeah, children, would have to dramatically restaff and effectively they'd be driven out of business or out of Alabama because they couldn't afford it. Right?
That's fascinating.
I mean, I actually have. I have a couple in the freezer myself because I'm an older parent, uh-huh. and we still have them out there. But what's interesting, you know, we pay, I don't know, a few $100 or $500 a year or whatever for the fees for that.
Right.
Can you imagine what those fees would be if you literally had to pay for a child having? But
right.
Just a wild herring there.
You need a child care worker for every... a child care worker for every 5 embryos. That's, oh, man. It just gets weirder and weirder, doesn't it, Greg? Greg, thanks a lot for the call.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, it really does. Thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
In touch with like the city of lakes, music on the river. We're uniquely
this is Lake Air, 1260 AM,
Amory's radio station.
Amory's radio station.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's made of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love if you're a dog? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier our dogs were after we made the switch. We saw our dogs lose a little bit of weight. We saw their coats get shinier. They've got a spring in their step they didn't have before. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are truly that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf stable so you don't need to keep it in their fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here in these last minutes of the program. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Quickly, I have two questions for you. One is regarding the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, in my opinion, is engaging in actively sabotaging or obstructing justice for the United States and the Department of Justice. So, in my opinion, Garland should subpoena the Supreme Court judges for obstructing justice. The Department of Justice has the right to a speedy trial, which they are entitled to under the law, and they are obstructing and sabotaging that, these judges. And secondly, I wanted to ask you about the 14th Amendment. Essentially, what these judges have ruled, they have amended the 14th Amendment.
Correct.
And they have set up a precedent now where insurrectionists can run for office.
Yep.
So those are my two comments, and I take my answer off the air.
Yeah, no, that's fine, Alfredo. I don't think that you could sustain any sort of a obstruction of justice prosecution against the Supreme Court because, I mean, you know, 2 months is not a violation of your right to a speedy trial. It's political. I mean, it's very clear that the Supreme Court is acting as a political body rather than as the highest court in the land, you know, what they should be. But sadly, this is what we've got. I mean, you know, it was bought and paid for by a group of billionaires, facilitated by Leonard Leo and friends and Mitch McConnell. And, you know, now we've got three right-wing whack jobs on the court, courtesy of Donald Trump. Eric in Mojave. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy Super Tuesday.
Yeah, indeed.
Woody caught his primary day here in California, and remember I told you I ran against Kevin McCarthy to get him off the ballot? Well, for the first time in a half a dozen primaries, he's off the ballot.
Yeah. Good on you, Eric.
One down. Only, yep. Like, you know, 218 to go?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And, you know, the sad part is you know, I kept telling everybody, you know, this guy is not only a bad guy, but he's a bad politician. Mm-hmm. He lost his speakership, and he gave up the job as being a congressman for a temporary CR.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even, on his way out, he didn't even swing for the fences and go, you know what, we're going to fund the government for 3 years, we're going to do all this, and
well, that's because he's still a Republican.
My job, might as well do everything.
I mean, he's still a Republican. He still wants to sabotage the government.
No, I mean, of course. But I mean, you know, if you're going to go, and if it's going to cost you everything, you might as well, you know, make it so that we don't have this gridlock for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, expecting Kevin McCarthy to behave in a way that's ethical or useful to the country might be a little bit of a
stretch. No, I agree. That's why I said, you know, I've been trying to get rid of him for years. And finally, I look at my primary ballot, and he is not on it. And that is a good thing. So we have to take our small victories.
There you go.
But one quick other thing, I just wanted to remind the Democrats, if they lose this election, it is their fault because they
you can't say that word on the air, Eric. I'm sorry. My apologies to anybody who might be offended. MJ in Seattle. Hey, MJ, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm facing my challenge to convince people in a way that will be helpful, like a teacher. So you come with the facts. So if you hear somebody saying a lot of false information, you don't push on it and crush it. You go around and talk and reason and so you know, with some, you know, to be able to say, well, you've been, that is instead of saying you've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people about it's been effective for this person to use falsehoods, and they can give examples of how Trump convinced people to do things that were against their best interest by lying to them.
Yep.
And you know, call it a falsehood, and say, you know, it's important to be willing to talk to people. You know, to have our democracy is the most important thing.
I'm in. MJ, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you. Well said. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require our active participation. Otherwise, it ain't a democracy. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We are the only thing standing between right-wing billionaires taking over this country entirely and democracy. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Take good care of yourself. Be good to yourself and those around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you.
This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Richard Cantu. Nikki Haley won the Republican primary in Vermont. Donald Trump won everything else. Trump celebrating Tuesday night at Mar-a-Lago.